We have a special guest here tonight. She goes to our church. Her name's Lori, and she's told me for quite a while, Lord's been burdening her to come here to speak. She has a son that's been in and out of jail, I don't know how many times, and she keeps praying for him. She cares about it. And I want Lori to come up.
Be patient with me, okay? It's been a long time since I spoke in front of anybody, especially a big crowd. But I might stutter, I might pause, but thank you for welcoming me. Couldn't ask for better than that. Thank you, Lord. Excuse me, because I'm really dry, and it's probably because I'm a little nervous. First of all, let me explain that I'm a child of God first, and I'm a wife and a mama and a grandma. And like Gary said, and let me thank Gary and Nancy, because they are me and my husband's bestest friends. And they came to our church, and I was so glad that they were there, and they've been so good to us and for us, and really have let me lean on them. And I've had to lean on them a lot, as you know, with my son being in and out of prison. It's been a long 16 years, and the gentleman that was just up here, you made me cry before I wanted to cry, but thank you, because you said a whole lot of what I feel and what I want to say. So you kind of opened that for me. That helps. My son is a drug addict. He's 28 now. From the time that he was 16, he's been more in jail and prison than he's been out. The longest that my son was out of jail or prison was 2 to 3 months. Okay, so in the last 2 years, he did 1 year for something that was kind of past thing that he had to pay his dues on. So he spent a year prior to that, though. So we're making steps. And in this last year, he was saved, and he got baptized. Thank you, God. So we're making steps. But nevertheless, what I'm here is to speak as the mama. And I know we got a big variety of ages here, but I do see that I'm old enough to be some of y'all's mama. I might not look it, thank you, but I am. At 51, it's feeling like 61, okay? And it shouldn't, but I have my own illnesses. But also, when you have somebody that you hurt for on a daily basis, you know that that brings stress on your body, physically, mentally, emotionally. So I've fought some battles, and the devil has definitely tried to pull me back with these battles, and I haven't let him. And that's what I'm here to tell you. Those battles are hard, that your parents are going through, that your family's going through, that your wife's going through, that your children are going through. My son has a 9-year-old beautiful daughter who he hasn't been in her life hardly at all. And she's been saved, and she loves God, and she keeps on giving him chances, which is awesome that she's got a big heart, and she knows God, and she wants her daddy to be healthy. And the little bit that she's had in his life, that he's been around her, I see it in her eyes. She needs him. Right now, her mom has a boyfriend. And we'll just say it's not the best environment. It's not real bad, but it's not real good. But Haley's got her life built on a rock with God. And I know this. So that helps me, okay, for Haley. But it still hurts. And here I am at 51, and I'm praying to God that my son's going to get his act together. Because I want to see him. He doesn't have to do anything spectacular, just be a human being in society, help others, get a job. I don't care if you're flipping burgers, what you're doing, just make it legal. He needs to do something and get into society and show his daughter what life's about and build a life with her. But I want to know that he's okay before I leave and go home. And that's hard on a mama not to know if your son's going to be okay. My son's drug of choice on a whole, he's done a lot, but his drug of choice are the ones that they lock up now, the cold pills, Corsedin pills. My son can do 3 boxes and a couple bottles of Robitussin at the same time. That's his drug of choice, and he can get it right from the store. Okay? And I've watched my son be in an emergency room with his eyes rolling back in his head, and I thought he was going to die. And I was Christian, and I laid my hands on him because I thought, okay, I don't know, but I'm going to try anything. And just pray to God and have my hands on him and ask God, don't let him die. Don't let him be a vegetable. You know, that's just one time. You know, he's come so close to dying because of those drugs. And then he's constantly getting with the wrong people. It's hard not to do the drugs that you've been doing for years. I've dealt with that myself. I spent 2 months in jail when I was young because of marijuana. You know, so I don't have no halo here, people. Okay? I've been the bad girl. God knows that, and God definitely walked me through it and got me through it all. Because I'm here to tell you that if it wasn't for God, my son wouldn't be alive. He's alive for a reason. And I'd probably be more of a mess than I am. It hurts. It hurts to look at your son and see a 28-year-old look so rough because he's dealt with the stress and the drugs and the enemy. And I just want him to have a healthy, happy life. And that's not always easy. But it is what you make it. It really is. It is what you make it. And, you know, I just lost my job a year ago. Money's tight. Husband doesn't make a lot, but he's there doing the best he can to support me and help with our granddaughter. But every day, I wonder if my kid's alive, especially when I go for weeks and don't hear from him. And when I don't hear from him, usually it's when he's not doing something good. He doesn't want to confront mama. Then I worry more, and I try not to. It's like, give it to God, give it to God. No, take it away, take it away. I do this a lot. But on a whole, I've learned in 16 years, if you don't give it to God, you're not going to have any life and be able to do anything for anybody else. So I step up to bat, because I got to be mama. Wife, grandma, friend, and I've got to be God's daughter who says, listen, quit doing that. Quit coming back in here. It's not going to be easy, but when you get out, you talk, hear how you've been loving God and saved, but then you get out there and you have to deal with what's out there, and it doesn't feel as strong. Everybody feels better when they're at church. My husband said he wished sometimes he could just stay at church. Because he feels better. Well, sorry, we can't. We have to do the same thing at home. It's not about going to church, because you don't have to go to church to be close with God. It's a good thing, because you need fellowship. But your mamas love you, and I don't know what you think of them, how close you are, how many of you don't have your moms and your dads. And I don't know where I'm going to be. You don't know where you're going to be. But I really want my son not to live like this. I love him. And for what short life that, you know, is left, because it is short, guys. Girls, it's short. We know it, right? It's really gone by really fast. And I want him, I want to be happy with him. I want to share my life with him. I want him to share his life with me. Can't do that when he's in jail. I can't do that when he's all messed up on drugs. And neither can his daughter. I mean, we don't want the daughter around that, do we? I mean, is that what we want to teach our daughter? Is, you know, I'll be good sometimes and other times, I'm sorry, I can't, I gotta do these drugs. I can't quit doing the criminal acts. Where's it gonna lead her? She's his only daughter, and he's my only son. It's all I have. One son. And like I said, he's made baby steps. But guys, girls, man, if I could hug every one of you and tell you how much I want you to be happy and walk in God's light, that it's not going to be an easy path, but trust me, whoo, it's a lot easier than not walking in that path. It really is. It's God holds me up every day. And I don't give up hope. And I'm sure that your family's not giving up hope on you. But there's so much you can do. And I know you've learned a lot. I know you've learned a lot in here. Good and bad. You know, 2 months of me being in jail was a heck of an experience when I was young. But luckily, I didn't go any further. I was scared enough. It worked. Thank you, God. Praise the Lord. So, I don't know. I don't know if I've touched any of your hearts. Life's just too short. And God's really good. And he grabbed me. I got saved by God because he grabbed me. I didn't go to him. He grabbed me. And you know how it all started? Because my son going into jail. Because I had an old grandma that I didn't want to share that information with. Because I didn't want to hurt her and tell her her great-grandson's in jail. That's why he's not coming to see you. So I lied to her and lied to her. Not easy to keep lying like that. You know, where's he at? Why isn't he coming here? Well, that's how I got saved, because I went to the pastor and said, I'm starting to come to church here, but I'm lying. I'm lying to myself. I'm lying to my grandma, you know, and I need to get the truth out. And once I told the truth to my grandma, that opened up the door. And that's where God wanted me, was, come on, this is your son, and it is what it is. We all do stuff. We all do stupid stuff. We will for the rest of our lives. You know, we're going to make mistakes. Sin's always there. So that doesn't mean that you're not an awesome person. We just do some stupid things, and God wants you. And he'll do something in your life if you just stay on that path. I mean, you'll see the works. You will see the works, I promise you, if you just stay on that path. And don't forget your mamas. Remember where they feel, you know? Harden? That's good. And ain't nothing wrong with being a mama's boy. And you know how good that makes your mama feel? You know, when my son hugs me, and I haven't got a lot of hugs, you know, in all that time, I haven't got a lot of hugs. So, it's good to be a mama's boy. I don't care how old you are. Okay, because that's going to make her feel good. And, you know, I just want to be able to go to heaven and know that my kid's saved and that he's living a healthy life. So you get whatever help you can. Right now, he's going to work himself into a program finally, because he realizes he can't do it. God bless you. He just can't do it. He can't do it alone. And I can't. And neither can you guys. I'm telling you, there's just no way I could do this life on my own. I'm not that strong. So I just want you to please think about the other people who love you so much. They love you so much, and they just want you to be okay. And I don't want to be a blubbering mess, but I think that's all I need. I think that's what I need to say.